So in my new role as journalist in residence at MSU, I'm doing a lot of listening. And I'm curious, I want to turn the tables for a second and hear what your thoughts are on how Missouri journalists have been covering government and perhaps how you feel they could do it better, including what they cover and how.
When I was elected governor, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and the Kansas City Star still had a Metro page. And they covered Jeff City hearings and whatnot was going on. Those don't exist anymore, and their action with St. Louis, I mean, in St. Louis, Kansas City, for Jeff City is relatively small. And I understand journalism, if two cars pass each other on a road, you don't have any work. But if they hit each other, that's a story. I understand contention is what the press is about. Okay, I believe I understand that. Some people think, oh, just write good stories all the time. Tell us what great people we are, you know. And I think that's a false criticism. It's a strong press's job to be critical when appropriate. Mm-hmm. I just think that my only one bit of analysis, two pieces of advice. My analysis is we're in a very changing world with we're in a world now in which with these things, everybody is a reporter and everybody's a public figure. Everybody. And that's a weird competition. And if true journalists try to compete with tweeters, they're making a mistake. I think the real key for long-term journalism is to have really good writing that people that are in either the listening or the reading area get used to the voice of that person and call on it as a third-party, in essence, verifier to get what the facts really are. So my thing for journalism is they need to be right on the facts. They need to embrace their journalistic credo, and they need to not get in a crazy race to be first, because you're never going to be first anymore. If you're going to take the time to drive somewhere and get a recorder and do all that, you're not going to beat somebody that can just put 144 characters down. So it's different. But I still enjoy good reading, good writing. I think I really enjoy good coverage, good longer-term coverage on some things. I think that the media has had a confused business model for the last decade, which makes it really hard. Well, I mean, you used to be able to pick up the Post-Dispatch on Sunday and figure out what car you wanted to buy, or watch the evening news at night and see the car dealership guys come on there and tell you what car to buy. Go on the internet. You know, I mean, it's just, it runs around you. So the financial base of the media has been taken away from it. So there's less money available out there than there was in the past on all sorts of media. And so two things have to happen. One, you have to figure out how to monetize good writing and good information. But two, you have to admit that there may be, it may be a little bit smaller. It's like government. I mean, we have 5,200 basically fewer people than when I got elected, but government's still operating. We had to make the right decisions. So I just think – but I just hope that that – and the other thing is with the money not in there, I mean, we're not paying journalists enough. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, you have to really, and so that probably doesn't help with your students, but it, you know, and so I just think sticking with the journalistic ethics and style is important. Writing leads is really important. You know, the writing. I mean, Georgiana and I are relatively literate, her more than me. I read a lot, though. I mean, I read a lot. I try to. Good writing matters. If I was going to give one piece of advice to people, it would be that good writing matters and having the facts right matters. And if you do both those things, write in a compelling way, a personal compelling way that fits your style, and you're correct on the facts, I think there's always going to be an audience for that in America.
So you took some flack for not being terribly accessible to the Capitol Press Corps, and yet those of us who were reporting outside and those press conferences that you came to found you very accessible, taking off-topic questions every single time. Was that a particular strategy of yours?
In 8 years as governor, I only didn't take questions one time. wherever I was doing a press event one time. And that was when it was in the Capitol. I just did it one time, and it was a reason why. The legislature was trying to pass a budget that was only two-thirds the amount for a certain thing because they said, well, we'll just come back next year. We'll come back at the veto session and do the rest of it. And I said, we're not going to live by continuing resolution. We're not going to do it that way. If they only do two-thirds of the budget, I'm going to cut one-third of that department. I'll do it. And so I just came out and said that and didn't take questions. That was the only time. But I wanted that fact to be very, very clear to everyone involved, wherever they were. I needed to be, like, radical clear. They only did it in one little thing in revenue, and I closed the section that they took out. I found money to cut it out. I felt from the very beginning that I wanted – that the best way for me to govern, that I could do the best job, was to govern staying in contact with all sections of the state. As I said before, I think it's a very diverse state, very difficult to understand the nuances. And so I did a lot of things outside the Capitol, and I'm certainly, like, you know, but I wasn't that hard to find, and it... Plus, I'm old school, but if you don't have something worth writing to say, perhaps keeping your mouth closed is an option. So there were some times in which there really wasn't something that I wanted to say on that particular moment. And then the other thing, I think the Capitol Press Corps had a hard time kind of transitioning to this new media. But I work with them. The other thing, when I did have press availabilities there, I answered all the questions and tried to. So I'll let history gauge, you know, whether I got a lot of good ideas out in the field.